His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
We had a little rain on last night, and we're just so thankful. We thank God for the rain because everything was getting a little brown. So we haven't been getting the rain that we normally get, but we know God would do it in His time. And so we're just so grateful for that. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we magnify you and we glorify you for who you are. God, we don't take it for granted that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. Father, we just thank you. We thank you right now for life, health, and strength. We thank you that you've forgiven us for all of our sins, Lord, as we come to you and lay it all at the altar, Lord, saying, I yield, I can't hold out any longer, that you forgive us, Lord God, and that you wash us in the water of your word, and you cover us in the precious blood of Jesus. And we're just so thankful for another opportunity. Lord, we ask that you just look out over this land right now, Lord God. You know our greatest need is to have a closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with you. But Lord, there's some that don't know you, Lord. Lord, touch them this morning by your Spirit. Draw them by your Holy Spirit on this morning. Let this word go forth with power and simplicity that the least of them will understand it. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. We give you praise, honor, and glory for what you're doing in this season right now. And we thank you, Lord God. Father, just touch those that are bereaved on this morning, Lord God. Give them peace and comfort, knowing that you're not a God that you make a mistake. So to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, if they die in Christ. But that's the whole thing. They have to be in Christ. And we thank you. We thank you on this morning, Lord, for touching them right now, giving them comfort and peace. Lord God, we thank you for blessing those that are that are backslidden, Lord Jesus, drawn back to you. Lord, we know in your word it said that you are married to the backslider. Lord God, we just thank you right now for bringing the backslider back into the fold. Father God, we thank you right now for the owners of this radio station, Lord God. Bless them and keep them and cover them. The technicians, the men and women who make it happen, Lord, that the word might go forth over the airwaves. Lord, continue to anoint them, Father God. Continue to strengthen them, Father God. Prop them up where they're leaning. Lord, the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, prophesying, ministering to your people, Lord, build them up where they're torn down, Lord. Prop them up where they're leaning. Lord, continue to anoint them. Give them provision for the vision. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. We bless you and magnify you, Lord. We say, have your way, Lord God. Have your way. We take authority over the airwaves right now. In the name of Jesus, we take authority right now for the kingdom of God. Lord, speak, Lord. Think through me, speak through me. Have your way, Lord Jesus. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. And this morning we're looking at 2 Corinthians 11. And this morning, I'm going to be reading from the Amplified. I love the Amplified. And we're going to start at verse 24 to verse 29. And it reads as thus, Five times I received from the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, all but one. Three times I have been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I have been aboard a ship wrecked at sea. A whole night and a day I have spent adrift on the deep. Many times on journeys exposed to perils from rivers, perils from bandits, perils from my own nation, perils from the Gentiles, perils in the city, perils in the desert places, perils in the sea, perils from those posing as believers but destitute of Christian knowledge and piety. In toil and hardship, watching often through sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, frequently driven to fasting by want, in cold and exposure and lack of clothing. And besides those things that are without, there is the daily responsibility and pressure of my care and anxiety for all the churches, inescapable pressure. Who is weak and I do not feel his weakness? Who is made to stumble and fall and I have his and have his faith hurt? And I am not on fire with sorrow or indignation. Amen, amen. And here Paul is still defending himself, as we saw in chapter 10, that these false prophets, these false teachers have come in and they accused him of boasting on himself. But we know that in the last part of 10, that Paul said that if he do any boasting, he gonna make his boast in the Lord, because he can do nothing and he has done nothing in his own strength, but it's the Spirit of God that leads and guides him and empowers him to do what God has called him to do. And so he said that he's letting them know, look, I've been through something for this gospel's sake. I've been through something. Five times I received from the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, save one. 39 lashes, five times. This is what he has received for preaching the gospel and teaching. And see, Paul was called directly by Jesus, just as the other apostles, which started out as disciples. So they are in no greater position than he was. And he's right there with them, because Jesus knocked him off his beast and gave him a commission to go and preach to and teach to the Gentiles. So Paul was called directly by Jesus also. And the fact of the matter is that he had been away some time in Ephesus doing a great work. And this is how the enemy comes in. The enemy comes in when we're doing a great work, when souls are being saved and led to Jesus. The enemy comes in with false doctrine and throwing rocks and hiding his hands. And this is what Paul is challenging. The false teachers are challenging the very identity of who Paul is in Christ, his apostleship, the office of an apostle, his duties. They're challenging that, and they're causing doubt in the church at Corinth. The church in Corinth was very, very, very gifted, very, very talented church, but they had allowed the enemy to come in and start to plant seeds of doubt. And that's what the enemy does. He questions our identity. Even you see it with Jesus, that he say, if you be the Son of Man, if you be the Son of Man. So we have to be firmly grounded, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt who we are and whose we are. because we are in Christ. And Christ is in us. So his spirit lives in us when we receive him as our Lord and Savior. So and what they failed to realize is a lot of times Paul was a Jew. He was a Hebrew. But he also had Roman citizenship. So a lot of times they was doing stuff to Paul and they didn't even realize that he was a Roman citizen as well. But at the hand of his own people. And like David said, I can see if it would have been an enemy, but one who sits at my table and eats and drinks with me, you know, his own son, David. But the thing about it is, that's how the enemy attack us, because anybody who is close to us can hurt us the greatest, because they know things about us and we entrust them with our most deepest secrets and the things that are dear to our heart. We entrust them to those that are close to us. And so the enemy most oftentimes tries to penetrate those that are close to us to get to us. So if those around you that are going through, it may not be about them. It may be about the work that you're doing in the kingdom, and the enemy is coming through them to get to you. And so the enemy's always trying to find a little crack. He don't need but a crack. He don't need a big door open. He don't need a window open. But the enemy, just one little crack, one little doubt, one word that you say that don't line up with the word of God, one little thing, that's all he needs. That's all he needs. And Paul said, I've been whooped 5 times. 39 lashes. Huh? 3 times I have been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I have been aboard a ship wrecked at sea. A whole night and a day I have spent adrift in the deep. And Paul is letting them know, look, I done been through something. So what I need y'all to do is stay focused. Depend on the word. And don't be sidetracked. Don't let the enemy come in and destroy the foundation. The foundation that we have built on the word of God. So the enemy comes in with doubt. And he's letting them know, look, I done been through some things. And this sounds like Jesus. Jesus went through something for us. He knew no sin. But he laid down his life that we might have life. So in turn, we can live for him. We can herald his name throughout the land. We can preach and teach and minister the gospel to those that don't know. Give them hope through Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross. So this is what Paul is telling them. Look, I done been through something for your sake. That's how I can tell you that these false teachers and these false prophets, You got to cast them to the side. You got to rebuke them. You got to rebuke them because they come with foolishness and it's not sound doctrine. They preaching another Jesus. They preaching another gospel. So they are accursed. And if you following them, you're going to be accursed too. But I'm here to let you know that whose I am and who I am in Christ Jesus. He says, I am the chiefest of the apostles. Which, like I said before, he is right along with the rest of them. He was called of Jesus. He didn't walk with Jesus, but he was called by Jesus on the road to Damascus. He had an encounter, and the light shined bright. That was the Son of God. The light was shining bright, and he commissioned Paul to go and preach to the Gentiles. And so Paul is letting them know, look, I done been through something. I done been whipped. I done been beaten with rods, and on that 5 times that he received them 39, I want to believe that it was with that cat of nine tails, and so this is something serious. This ain't no plaything. This is very serious. This was a harsh punishment, and all for doing what God has called him to do. So in our lives, we have to be mindful that Just because you right in the vein, right in the main artery of what God has called you to be, what Jesus has commissioned you to do, you're going to go through some stuff. And just because you're going through don't mean that you ain't still saved and you ain't still sanctified and fire baptized and full of the Holy Ghost. But it's because of what you're doing, the impact you're making for the kingdom. That's why you're going through. Because if you're not a threat to the kingdom of God, he ain't going to bother you. He's not bothering his own. And if you are a man or woman of God and you're supposed to be holding up the bloodstained banner and warring for the kingdom of God and taking territory for the kingdom of God, and you're not being persecuted and you're not going through trials and tribulation, you might need to check yourself, because he's not bothering his. If he's not bothering you, he might already have you. So you need to check yourself. But this is what Paul is telling them. I done been through something, y'all. I've been aboard a ship wrecked at sea. Huh? And he talked to the Lord while he was on there. And the Lord told him, look, don't abandon the ship. That there will be no loss of lives. But just stay on the ship. And the ship broke apart. They was in a hurricane. The ship broke apart. But they was able to hang on to the pieces and float on the pieces and get to shore. So this is the God that we serve. God is an awesome God. And if we're obedient and we're willing, we will eat the good of the land. And this is what Paul is telling them. I done been through something, y'all. Listen, I done been on the sea in the deep of day and night. 24 hours I done been out there on the water. He might have been holding on to a plank, huh? Or standing on a rock or something. We don't know. We don't know. But he was in the deep from that shipwreck. He was in the deep. And when they was ashore, he was gathering firewood and a viper bit him. But it didn't do him no harm, because he is a man of God. He is doing what God has called him to do. And nothing the enemy comes with will be able to hurt. None of us that are following God's instruction and purpose and plan for our lives. We are right in that vein. So stay in that vein. And trials and tribulations, it ain't going to be easy. He never said it was going to be easy. And you know, if they hated Jesus, they're going to hate us too. Because we represent him. We are his ambassadors on this earth realm. So we stand in his stead on the earth realm. In these earth suits, we represent Jesus. So therefore, we have to stand. And we're going to go through some stuff. It's going to be hard. And many times on this journey, exposed in perils for rivers and bandits. And see, traveling back in them times, and even now, the route he would take, that there was thieves and robbers want to take his life. You know, just because the enemy was using them. And rivers and Gentiles, the people that he was supposed to preach to and lead to Jesus, that he would go through perilous times, perils, hardship, having to deal with them. We are in the body of Christ are some difficult folk to deal with sometimes. And especially when we got our mind fixed and made up that our way is the right way. And so he's going through perils with the Gentiles and different cities and in the desert places, huh? In the desert places where thieves and robbers can sit out there and wait on you to ambush you and beat you and kill you and rob you, and where there's very little to drink and food, and sometimes he's forced into a fast. Not that he wanted to, but I'm sure he fasted a lot. But sometimes it was because of want. It wasn't there. It wasn't available because of where he was journeying through, where he had to travel through. On this road, this is a journey. It's not a quick thing. It's not a quick race, a sprint. No, this is a journey. It's like a marathon. So along the way, we're being strengthened. We're being built up in our faith. And so we have to hold on to our faith because this is timely. And we have to be patient. We can't rush it. And we can't just throw in the towel every time it gets bad because we want it to happen right now. We can't be this microwave generation. And that's where a lot of us are. We want it right now. And you have to be patient. You have to be patient. You have to have faith as the mustard seed, just a small grain, that measure that he's given each of us. We have to grow that. We have to grow that seed. Don't just hold on to it. Put it in the ground. Plant it in the fertile soils of your heart and let it grow. Let it grow. Cultivate it. Fertilize it. Water it. And let it grow, because God will bring the increase, but we're to tend it, and we're to let it get down in the repositories of our heart, in our spirit man, our spirit woman. We're to let it get down in there and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. And that little seed, that little mustard seed, grows to be a great tree, a great tree. Even the acorn of an oak is the potential that's in it. But it starts out as a seed, and lets the seed go in the ground and die. It abides alone. It has to go down in the fertile soils, the fertile soil of our belief, of our faith, of our encouragement, of our love, of our peace, of our joy. Huh? This is what fertilizes. This is the cultivated soil that we need to put that seed in for our faith to grow. And as we grow, our light grows, and folk are drawn to us. They are drawn to us. They're drawn to the anointing because of the light that is in us, because we are reflections of the light, and Christ is the light, and we are reflection. Just like the moon gets its light from the sun, it's a reflection. The moon is reflecting the light from the sun. We're reflecting the light from the sun, the S-O-N, the Son of God, Jesus, the living one, the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. We are the light from him. So no matter what you're going through, huh? From perils, he even went through perils from those posing as believers, hypocrites. Those, like I say, the enemy will use whoever he can to get to the man or woman of God, because they're making a great impact for the kingdom of God. They're striking a mighty blow. They're striking a mighty blow in the battle so we can win the war. Because guess what? We win in the end. It's a fixed fight. All we have to do is keep on pressing, keep on pushing, keep on fighting, because we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We are, and whether you want to fight or not, you got to fight, because the enemy gonna throw some punches. So we're going to have to fight back. And we're going to have to put up our shield of faith, huh, for them fiery darts that he's throwing at us. And those are accusations and rumors and all this slander and all this stuff that he's coming with to try to destroy us and to try to hurt our witness, to try to destroy our reputation. But one thing about it is, God has our reputation in the palm of his hand, because we are his. We don't have to fight with those battles like that. We fight on our knees. We fight in prayer. We fight in leading folk to Jesus. We fight in reaching out to them, compelling them to come to Jesus. This is how we fight: loving them, huh? Encouraging them, educating them on the word, and encouraging them to keep on fighting, to put their trust in the Lord and not trust the world system, because the world system is failing. But Jesus will never fail. He is a solid foundation, and that is what he's built his church on, a solid foundation, the foundation of who he is. That's why he told Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And that's the foundation of who Jesus is, because Jesus said, thou art the Son of the living God. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. So on that profession of who Jesus was, that's the foundation. Jesus is the foundation. He is the word. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the foundation. So on that, he built, the church is built on Jesus, the solid rock. That's what we stand on. So he has our back. We don't have to worry about it. And in toil and in hardship, watching often through sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, frequently driven to fasting by want and cold and exposure for lack of clothing. This is what we just talked about. He's out there. The desert is hot in the daytime and cold at night. And he has very little clothes, and he's hungry and thirsty, and he goes through sometimes for the gospel's sake. But how much more should we suffer for the gospel's sake when Christ paid it all? He gave his life for us, the ultimate sacrifice. So what if we're a little inconvenienced sometime? And what if we're a little hungry and we're forced to fast? Sometimes God has to force us into a fast, because we won't fast just doing it because we know we should do it, because it gets the flesh out the way, and so the spirit can move, and we can walk by the spirit. We have to get the flesh out the way, and so we fasting is good. It even purifies and cleanses the body as we fast and put just liquids in, you know, and so we have to do that sometimes. But this is what Paul is telling him. Look, I done been in some inescapable pressure. I done been through some stuff, you know, and I still have the responsibility of the churches. I still have my children. Huh? I am their spiritual father. They were birthed out of me. They were birthed out of me. I'm birthed out of Christ, and they were birthed out of me. So I'm their spiritual father, and I still have the responsibility. I'm dealing with y'all right now, church at Corinth. I'm dealing with y'all right now. I'm telling y'all, look, don't follow the false teachers. Follow the foundation that I've laid. Follow me as I follow Christ. Now, if I get off track, don't follow me no more. But long as I'm following Christ, following the word that I've taught you, the foundation I've given you, follow me. Stick to the foundation. And don't be distracted. Don't be distracted, huh? Because who is weak and I do not feel his weakness? Who is made to stumble and I fall and have his faith hurt and I am not on fire? Paul is saying, look, ain't none of y'all going through nothing that I'm not right there with you. I feel what you feel because I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. So I'm with you, and I feel what you feel, and I have a compassion on you. But listen to what I'm saying, because I'm boasting in the Lord. I'm not boasting in myself. And follow what I've taught you and what I'm teaching you, and you can't go wrong. So until next time, be encouraged. Keep the faith. No matter what you're going through, we're going to go through some hard times, but we must have faith. That's the only way we're going to be able to stand. That's the only way we're going to be able to stand. We must have faith. So be encouraged. Just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Amen. Amen.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. Almighty God has said to Israel, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. These words are self-explanatory. Nothing more needs to be said. God will not be mocked. Please, I must ask, when did we stop getting excited when we talk?